It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at the Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. Brian Patch and Dave Kalp here with you. And should be bringing you a good game tonight as the Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Coldwater Cavaliers, a 1-11 Coldwater Cavalier team versus a 10-5 Fort Recovery team. So,
but you know, Brian, didn't they take, weren't they leading Verzales like going into the fourth quarter?
I don't know if they were leading, but at one point I know at halftime it was like a 3-point game or so, which was kind of shocking.
I talked to Coach Bargy a little bit, tried to get a little scouting report on him, and he thinks it'll be a dogfight. I said, we're used to dogfights, so.
Every Friday night, right?
Yeah, and he said, you know, it's not going to be easy going to Coldwater and getting the win in there, but I think, looking at it, especially on paper, we ought to win this ball game, but we'll see once what things paying out to be. But you and I was talking a little bit about Tuesday night. The boys went to had a makeup game on the 25th there and went down to Tri-Village and kind of ran into a buzzsaw. And I think they want to get that behind them and put a W back in the column and move on.
Well, we all agreed with Coach Melton Tuesday, once we left that, we weren't talking about that game. It didn't really happen.
Just be done.
Yeah, you just kind of missed out on that one since you were enjoying your birthday celebrations.
I was, absolutely.
Well, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, my friend. We were trying to keep up with the game a little bit, and then we caught a score, and I said, well, maybe I'll just read about this one in the paper tomorrow.
Yeah, it wasn't fun to watch in person or in your mind. So.
Yeah, I saw some scores, and we'll move on from that and forget about it. Tonight we play a Cavalier team that is struggling a little bit, you know, 1-11. Not your normal Cavalier team.
No, and you know, as you said, you look like, wow, 1-11, this should be easy for us. But, you know, looking at them, they have a lot of the pieces. You know, they have a lot of size. They have some kids that have returned with some varsity experience. And, you know, as always, as Marion and Coldwater, you know, every year start 3 weeks later than everybody else.
That's exactly right.
You know, and looking at their scores, Neil has their scores here in front of us. And, I mean, they're not getting blown out in a lot of games. They're really close against some really good teams. I mean, there's been a few, you know, maybe blowouts for them here and there, but, you know, against really good teams. But, you know, they've been in games. I think they're just trying to struggle a little bit, find themselves and get their legs under them. And, you know, when you probably haven't touched the basketball in a few months, it is hard to come back and come out and
hopefully
play.
Hopefully they'll wait another night for sure. Anyway, right?
Absolutely. So, I think we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We have some, I think, we have a sponsor here, and then we'll have a talk with Coach Jim Milton.
Very good.
If you're trying to come up with some great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. If you're in a hurry and don't have time to prepare a meal for your family, here are some suggestions to help you out. They have a lot of choices in their freezer section to make things easy for you. There are several varieties of frozen dinners from Lean Cuisine, Smart One, Healthy Choice, Boston Market, P.F. Chang, and more, including banquet frozen dinners at only $4 for $5. And they always have hot meals ready to go back at their deli until 6 p.m. They have everything you need to feed your hungry family at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
We're
here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we're talking to Coach Jim Melton. We have Coldwater at the Palace. What do we need to do tonight to beat a one-win team that's better, way better than the record says?
Yeah, we've got to show some discipline on offense. They play a lot of zone. So we're going to see a lot more zone and different zones than we've seen all year. At least we anticipate that. So we've got to move the ball and take the shots that we want, not the shots that they want. And we know they're physical and athletic, and they're well coached. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. We've got to control the boards, too. So those are a couple of big keys for us.
And we definitely can do all of those things, but we just have to go out and actually do them. Health-wise, are we doing pretty well?
Yeah, we're as healthy as we could be.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. That's been Coach Jim Melton here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're back here. And looking at the MAC schedule for tonight, should be a dandy one. We got Versailles at New Bremen.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That right there. No, Versailles is still undefeated, correct?
Yep. 15-0, 6-0 in the conference, number one in the state, Division III.
Wow, that'd be a heck of a ball game.
And New Bremen comes in at 12-3 with a 5-0 record. So
yeah, that's a big MAC challenge here for both of those teams tonight. Whoever's going to win that one's going to take the lead. And who are you taking on that one? Be tough to go against.
At New Bremen, but
I know.
I'm going to go over sales. I'm going to say by five.
Going to go with the Tigers. All right.
What are you going with?
Well, I think New Bremen is. I think it'll be the tail end of the game, last possession thing, and I think it'll be New Bremen by one.
All righty. That'd be interesting. St. John's at Marion is a good one as well.
Yeah.
I mean, right now you got, of the top five teams, four of them are going against each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, if the Fort comes out of here, they could come out 4-2 in the MAC. And, could possibly be tied for third, right?
Right. And, you know, that was one thing we talked about last week towards the end, at the end of the game with Coach Melton was, you know, we're still not really out of the MAC race.
No.
And, you know, there's a lot of good teams and equal teams here. And, you know, one of these teams is going to lose tonight between Bremen and Versailles. You know, St. John's could possibly beat Marion. That gives Marion two losses. St. John has two losses. We win tonight, you know, we're at two losses. Versailles or Bremen, one, we're going to get a loss. We could end up, we got both of them yet to play. We could knock one off.
You never know.
You know, if the other one then gets beat by St. John's or Marion team, you know, now you could be set with four or five teams with two losses. So
wouldn't that be crazy?
You know, like I say, so we're not really out of it. You know, you can't look at all that other stuff. You got to worry about this game tonight and get this one. And, you know, I know that was kind of the talk, you know, last week was, hey, or the, I guess earlier in the week was, you know, we really weren't focused on Tuesday's game per se, not to make excuses. And I know Coach Melton wouldn't do that. But, you know, we were focused on the St. Henry game last week.
Absolutely.
We turned our attention to Fort Laramie. You know, then it was really, okay, we got one day to prep for a very good Tri-Village team. But also in the back of our mind, it was, we're still thinking about Coldwater, too.
And yeah,
so,
I think he's focused on the MAC. And let's go down. You can't call it a scrimmage. Obviously, it was a game, but and it didn't go our way. And you know, I think maybe the kids, like you said, maybe forgot about it and moved on and focused on Coldwater come Wednesday. And now out here, you know, we just got to get things done.
Absolutely. So,
getting the starting lineups here for the Cavaliers. Looks like Marcel Blassingame. Now, that young man, you know, obviously a stud on the football field. And then Evan Harlemont He's also a junior. Tyler Sweeterman is a senior. He's a 6'5". And I think he's in one of their leading scorers.
Yeah.
Tyler Sweeterman is. And then we've got Kevin Fisher. And is Fisher still their coach?
Yep. Yeah. That'd be his son.
Their son, yeah. And then number 42 is Luke Sweeterman, who is a 6'7 sophomore. And he's a big, tall, lengthy kid down there. You definitely see him. So we don't have the starters up for the Indians. Up there they go. Looks to me like it's probably going to be our normal guys.
Actually, it's not. Caleb Evers is in place of Logan Holman.
Is that right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. Caleb Evers, good start for him. He had an awesome weekend last week. MVP of the weekend last week against the Redskins. 6 points on Friday, 6 points on Saturday. Man, he made a shot on Saturday night. Was he not fired up?
He was, and he should be. He played well. Yeah. And he also actually responded. I think he had 6 points on Tuesday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he played well.
Oh,
he played well Tuesday.
Good for him.
So.
And I tell you what, he's and like Coach Melton said, he's starting to get out of that football thing and get his basketball legs underneath him. You know, he deserves a shot. I give it to him. No problem.
Absolutely. You know, and looking at that, too, you know, with Coldwater, people that are familiar with the MAC, you know, first of all, Evan Harlement, that's Coach Ryan Harlement, the baseball coach. That's his son. Marcel Blassingame, his mom was a foot recovery legend.
She was an absolute stud in basketball. Val was. And she was fun to watch. And now we get to watch your kids, even though they're wearing in the orange and black. I wish they was in the purple and white.
Absolutely. And, you know, from that standpoint, I know when Daniel was younger, he played baseball, some travel baseball with both those kids. So we've got to know both those families really well. And, you know, great families and great sports people. So.
Absolutely.
And then, as you said, you got
sports.
Absolutely. You got Coach Fisher's son, you know, Kevin on there. And I assume the Sweetermans are probably brothers, with one being 6'7 and one 6'5.
That would be my guess. And one's a sophomore and the other one's a senior. So seems like hype's running in that family.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know who their parents would be, though. Somebody will probably text me and let me know who their parents are. Doesn't matter. But we're about 2.5 minutes away from starting lineups. And you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. And actually, we got a great crowd rolling in here right now.
Yeah, we do. And we're right by the band, as people can tell. And Spencey put us in a great spot, didn't he?
He did. My wife said when she was coming, she's like, make sure we don't sit by the band.
Yeah.
I said, all right, we'll sit away from it.
Yeah.
And then Spencey puts us by the band.
Spencey. Good work, Neil.
All right, we'll take a break and we'll be back. All right, and we're back. Have you had a chance to see the new SAC upgrade?
The door was open the other, I guess it was last week on Friday night. They was in there, and I peeked my head in there, and looked like it was looking pretty sweet.
Yeah, we were in there the other day throwing a little baseball, Daniel and I were, and while he was throwing, I was catching. But, you know, Coach Blockberger, I know, is really excited about the changes, you know, that were made in there. And, you know, if our community has a chance, get in there and use those facilities as, you know, top-notch facility. And they put all new equipment in there, and they added some things for community members. And, you know, it's not just the old, you know, barbell type thing for the athletes, but it's for the community. So, you know, that's a top-notch thing. It looks sharp. So make sure you get in there and have a chance to kind of use that as well and take advantage.
Absolutely. I've not seen the new equipment, but excited to.
Yep. All right. We're getting ready to do the anthem, so we'll take a quick break again, and we'll be back with the starting lineup and the tip of the game at the Coldwater Palace.
Winter's here, and what helps warm you up better than a big old pot of chili? Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your family's favorite recipe. All kinds of seasonings, beans, tomato soup and tomato juice, fresh and canned tomatoes, onions, peppers, crackers, shredded cheese, and of course the ground chuck. Get everything you need to help warm up your family with a big pot of chili at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Cal Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Cal Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at calpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to players and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after the playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. When you're in need, our pharmacist can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalp Pharmacy carries Anodyne and Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes, and coverage may be submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalp Pharmacy for recovery at 1-800-686-2314 so we can answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know from farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice. What is wisest for you? Fort Recovery Insurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
And we're back at the Palace at Coldwater.
Boy, that was some kind of show they put on right there. I'm not sure who that was. It was not really a barbershop quartet, but kind of like that.
Right.
And a group of about a dozen men and ladies out there singing. And they sang God Bless America and the national anthem. They prescribed.
They absolutely did. And, you know, I think it's kind of fitting since our student's theme tonight is America.
So. I see that. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. Worked out really good. Now they're announcing the cheerleaders out there, and boys are getting ready to come out here on the floor. And we kind of went over the starting lineups for Coldwater, and we'll do it here for Fort Recovery. We got Landon, number zero. He's a six-foot guard, a junior. He'll be starting at the guard position. Owen Judy will also be a guard. He's 6'4". Owen had a heck of a game last Friday night against Marion. Cale came back, had a great game against Fort Laramie on Saturday night. We had a great weekend last weekend, Brian. And I tell you what, I'm not sure we've gone back-to-back the Redskins. I don't know if we've ever done that. I don't think we've ever played St. Henry and Fort Laramie on back-to-back games, but we took the Redskins down last weekend. It was a lot of fun. Daniel Patch, 6'7" forward. He's a junior also. He'll be in the starting lineup along with number 22, Cale Rammel, a 6'6" junior. And then we're going to start Caleb Evers tonight. And he is a 4 senior for the Indians. They're announcing the Indians right now. And you know, again, we've got the boys outsized here. They do have a 6'7", 6'5" in the lineup. But I think we've got the We've got the muscle. We got the muscle over them. We'll just have to use it.
Yeah, and I think the scouting report has been they have played a lot of 2-3 zone. Okay. So as far as matchups per se inside, and I think we're going to play a lot of zone. So it's going to be, maybe who can hit some outside shots. Also, who's going to be able to control the boards. Maybe who gets out in transition a little bit and gets some easy buckets. So we're not just playing, both teams are playing offense against a half-court defense. And, don't let that defense get set up. I think some of those will be keys tonight. Beforehand, I know Bubba Stalves always says this. This is the best shooting gym in the besides Fort Recovery.
Is that right?
And, great rims, great atmosphere. I don't know if we've had too many ever come over here and not shoot well, knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on some wood. But
it's just a great atmosphere tonight. It's a great shooting gym, and hopefully we come out and we play well.
Absolutely. One of the things I remember from last weekend is we dominated the boards on Friday night against St. Henry, and then we won pretty well on the boards on Saturday night against Fort Laramie. So I think that'll be another key for us, is to hit the boards. And like you talked last week, you play that zone, you got to figure out how to rebound in that zone. We certainly had a good job of it last weekend. So I hope that continues for the boys tonight, and we get out to a good start and just take over the game.
Absolutely. It's kind of a long introduction.
Yeah, games are still going on. They got to go around, hit all the boys' hands. It's all good.
Nothing better.
Nope. Cale's going to take the center spot here and do the jump. Indians will be going, let's see here, they'll be going left to right on your radio dial, like Hobbsy would always say. Here in the first half.
Our first quarter sponsors are Calp Pharmacy.
The tin cupboard tip-off coming up. That's number 21 out there.
Sweetman. Up, they're in a triangle and two.
Yeah, they are all over. Yeah.
Well, I wondered when we would see this.
Cale and Owen.
Yep. So right now someone else has got to step up and be able to make a play for us. Obviously, if they're face guarding Cal and Owens, they're trying to make it tough on them to get the ball. We obviously got the tip.
Yeah, Daniel can make a shot. Landon can make a shot. Open things up a little bit.
Landon played well in the Tri-Village game. In and out for Daniel Patch on a three. Looked good. That would have been a huge start for
us
right there.
Absolutely. Man, I thought that thing was down.
I don't know if it could have went down any further and popped back out.
Oh, we got a good look. That's what we wanted.
Yep. Nonetheless, it's cold water ball. Last in game brings it on the right-hand side to Fisher, and Indians are in a 2-3 zone. Landon Post is guarding the right wing right now. Cavaliers are doing a great job of swinging the ball and cutting through off the top, trying to get some movement. Get the ball inside. Deep three for Fisher, and good.
Nails it.
Finds the bottom of the rim on that one, about a 23-footer, 24-footer out there. Cavs take a 3-0 early lead. Skip pass over to Daniel Patrick and Landon Post. Back over to Owen Judy on the skip. Cable Evers' ball screen is trying to get him shake free. Daniel Patch open three. That's to the left. Air ball. Cavs got a defensive rebound, pushing it down. Marcel throws over to Harleman. Back up to Vlasen game. Back over to Harleman on the left-hand wing. Pass deflected by Kel Rammel. Fisher has the ball. Up top now. Swing it over to Harleman. Deep three for Coldwater again. Misses. Owen Judy with the rebound. And he's still looking to get on the board here. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side. Swings over to Daniel.
Daniel's going to get the air ball treatment.
Yep.
Melton going to call timeout, set something up. Sees that diamond and our triangle on two, and he's got to play.
Let's take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalp Pharmacy carries Anodyne and Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes, and coverage may be submitted to Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 1-800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. 2 minutes just went off the clock, and it's 3-0 Cavaliers.
Who you got in the NFL this weekend, Brian? What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm going Chiefs. Because I'm not a Bengals fan. I'm a Bears fan. So going Chiefs and going Rams.
Yeah, I think it's going to be easy to go with the Rams.
And Judy nice with a nice bucket and the foul on Sweeterman. So have a chance for a three-point play here for Owen. Nice little set coming out of the timeout.
Yeah, it was a nice play set up by Coach.
Yeah, Coldwater's in a triangle, too. We were able to get Owen coming across on a cross screen. Owen steps up and hits the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw. 3-3 ball game. Last in game, dribbles the ball down for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Swings it over to Harlemet. Back up top. Cavaliers working the ball around on the perimeter against the 2-3 zone by the Indians. Fisher has the ball up top now. Drives in, splits the gap, made a little walk, and they're going to finally call it.
I was going to say, what's going on there?
A little slow, but they got the call. Dan Holland's on the call from Fort Laramie, superintendent over there.
Talking to him as you go down the floor. He said, I think you maybe need a couple extra ones there, bub.
Indians have the ball, trying to get it inside to Kel Rammel. We missed Owen inside. Back to Daniel. Swings it over to Owen. And Steve Trout calls a quick hand check on the Cavaliers and going against Blossom Game. That's his first. Coldwater's second. So Indians will trigger the ball in on the side. Looks like the Cavaliers are staying in the triangle in two.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Kel has the ball, drives in, finds Daniel Patch inside. Oh, nice little lay-in. Nice backdoor cut by Daniel Patch. Good find by Kel Rammel. Giving the Indians a 5-3 lead. I think we're going to work that triangle in two apart.
Well, I think as soon as we get it figured out, in the last two possessions we did.
We look good doing it. Turned by the Cavaliers. Good defense by the Indians.
Second turnover of the night here early in the first quarter for the Cavaliers.
And the post is going to trigger it into Kel Rammel. Trying to find an open man.
Kel got a fresh haircut.
He did. He looks good.
Lowered his ears a little bit.
Kel Rammel 4-3.
Looks good for, oh, man.
In and out. That's 2 threes we've had that were just in and out that look really good. Coldwater quickly in transition. Walk, they don't call. Open three for Harlemet and good. It's one of those, if they call that travel, that's not a good three-point shot.
That's exactly right. They don't get that shot.
And the post has the ball, swings it on the left-hand side to Daniel Patch. Swings it back out to Caleb Evers. Trying to hit Kel. Brings it over to Owen, who set a back screen for him. Nice play there by Kel. That's one of those that won't show up. But Landon Post for a three.
Get in there.
Misses it. Pass should have been deflected, but Kel tipped it to himself and went up and got it. Coldwater down. Sweeterman swings it back up top to Fisher around the perimeter to Blasting Game. Back over to Fisher on the right-hand side. Thinks about a three. Turns it down. Harlemet has on the left-hand side. Back up to Blasting Game at the top. Inside to Sweeterman. Back out. Nice inside-out game for the Cavaliers. Missed three. Caleb Evers has a defensive rebound. Exactly how you want to kind of attack a 2-3. Get it in the high post and be able to kick it out.
Yeah, they had a good look at the basket. Just didn't make a shot.
Oh, and Judy has the ball for the Indians. Swings it across to Caleb Evers. Back screen set. Trying to get Owen inside. Skip pass over to Daniel. Blasting Game picks it off, throws it over the rim. Harlemet gets the rebound, and they're calling a foul on Landon Post reaching in. And Indians take another timeout. That's two already in the first quarter, and we're not even 5 minutes hardly into it. 30-second timeout. You want to take one with them?
Yep, Coach. All right. Going to talk to him a little bit.
We'll take one with them.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
And we're back on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. It is 2:47 to go on the clock, and it's Cavaliers 6-5.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can go against the Kansas City Chiefs, and I am rooting for the Bengals just because, they've spent forever. But Patrick Mahomes, that game last week against the Bills was unbelievable.
One of the best games I've ever seen.
Yeah,
triggered in blasting game with an air ball three. Levers collects the and hit right back with the air ball chant. Caleb Levers inside to Kel Ramel. Nice. Kel Ramel up and in. Nice pass from Caleb Levers inside. They're face guarding Kel, so they don't really have a chance to see where the ball is at. And with the triangle and two, and Caleb just lobbed it up over the top. Oh, I can't believe they didn't call that foul, and they ended up doing it. They had a screen set, and Caleb just ran right through the screen, just like Coach Niekamp taught him. Get through the blocker. Shed him and tackle him.
He did a good job on that, too. Yeah, he got right through it.
He got through that line in a hurry.
Cavalier was airborne for about 2 seconds.
Nice drive now by Sweeterman. And they're going to call a foul on Kel.
Yeah, I think they're going to get a foul on Kel. I thought it was all ball, to tell you the truth, but it must have got a little body on him.
Well, and I thought there was an extra step in there.
No doubt
they got away
step.
With.
That's what I said. That's travel.
Nonetheless, the officials are always right. So Sweeterman will step to the line. Steps up and air balls a free throw. That's our third one tonight, and I'm thinking the cooling system might be working in here.
Something's not right because
it's blowing some balls around.
That wasn't even close.
Second one is up and in and out. And it will be loose ball, but Indians ball tipped out of bounds.
How about Whit Ramel last night? I listened to the girls' game. That was an exciting game.
Yeah, down big, was able to come back.
Yeah.
And she was made a living at the free throw line. That's
13 and 16 from the free throw line.
Oh, nice read by Owen Judy. Stopping, hits, shoots a three, misses it off the front of the rim. Crashes from Caleb Evers and goes off the Coldwater ball.
Yeah, that's going to be a turnover again on Coldwater. They had the rebound and just kind of lost it out on his foot and out of bounds.
We've been going off that back screen from Kel to Owen, and we went to go set it. Owen went off it, faked it, popped right back up.
Found
an open spot.
Yep.
Trying to work Owen on the other side. Landon wide open three.
That's
good. Big bucket right there for Landon Post. Push the Indian lead up to 10-6. 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Someone's got to be able to step up and hit that. They're going to face guard Owen and Kel. I mean, Landon and Daniel have got to be able to step
and
hit some of those.
And that's going to be the end of the old triangle.
Yep, you got to be able to have some other guys hit some shots. You know, that's kind of why you're playing it for, because you don't think some guys can do that. So Landon had a good game on Tuesday and hit a couple, I think hit two threes, and so that carried over into this one, hopefully. So,
well, he's starting to get a little bit of...
His is his confidence. He can shoot it, like you said, confidence thing. Good steal by Kel Ramel. Steps into that pass on a high-low dump. Great read by Kel. Oh, and Judy has the ball now. Looking to attack last in game. Swings it over to Caleb Evers. Kel sets the back screen for Owen. Pops up, hits Kel. Get ball to Owen inside.
Oh, that's a foul, isn't it? No call.
Yeah, that's one of those. It's happened kind of twice right now. We got to be stronger when we're making a post-entry pass as far as shielding our man off. Shot in there by Blasingame, misses it. Caleb Evers with a rebound.
Caleb with three rebounds here in the first quarter. 42 seconds to go, first quarter. I think we're going to take the air out of it, ain't
we? Yep, 34 seconds, and Landon standing with the ball, and we got Kel standing at one side and Owen standing at the other, being face guarded. I was coaching your neighbor, Matt Wendell, in junior high like this, and they face guarded him.
Yeah?
I went one time about the last few seconds, stood him in front of our bench. Kid face guarded him. I took him out of the game. The kid still face guarded him over by the bench.
That's classic.
It is.
Dude was on the bench, still getting guarded.
Landon Post drives in and gets knocked away with 3.8 seconds to go. It will be Indians ball. We're trying to get, I think, Kel come off a screen. That's how good a shooter Matt was. So.
Yeah.
He checks in and sees his first action of the night, replacing Caleb Ubers. And he's trying to get organized here on an out-of-bounds play with 3.8 seconds to go. Back screen for Daniel coming off. It's Landon.
Nail it.
Oh, he got fouled.
How can you not call a foul?
He was right in front of the official.
The official's looking at him saying, no, I was on the floor. Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter if it's on the floor. If you get fouled, you get fouled.
It's a foul.
I agree. You know who that official is, and I got to tell you, I don't think I've liked that guy for 25 years.
That would be Steve Trout, by the way. So
Mr. Trout?
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back in the Kyle Pharmacy First Quarter Scoreboard. Go to the Indians.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
And we're back on the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 10-6. Cavalier ball going right to left, I guess, on your dial. Indians are in the 2-3 zone. Trying to get Fisher coming off a flare screen. Well guarded by the Indians. Harleman up top to Fisher. With a blasting game. Trying to get it inside. Nice. Deflected by the Indians, and Kel Rammel picks it up. Yeah, back to that last play. I mean, I know it's end of the quarter and you're just trying to get it off, but if you get hit, you get hit. Doesn't matter if it's on the floor or not. It's still foul. If it's on the foul, then we take the ball out of balance underneath. And we try to get it inside Owen Judy, and he loses his balance and falls down.
Ball off his foot, not out of bounds. Yep. Cavalier ball. Watched the Buckeyes last night. Buckeyes played at Minnesota. Big
look
win
good.
For them. Yeah, they did.
They look really
what
good.
What was the dude with the mask?
I'm not sure what was going on there. That's what Daniel was like. What does he have on?
I
don't know.
I couldn't stop watching him.
Coldwater's going to take a 30-second timeout and work the ball around. How about we just stay here?
So. I can't even think what his name was. I can't think the kid's name, but he had, and everybody's seen the guy with the broken nose, wear the face shield. But he had that on, and he also had, he looked like Jason from the scary movie. And I'm like, dude, if it's that bad, do you really play him? But he had all his stuff on. He played great.
He did.
The guys looked good. They won for the first time at Minnesota in 7 years. And
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
That's an unusual stout.
I didn't either.
Because Minnesota hasn't been great of late. Buckeye has been pretty good.
I agree. And they said that's the first time we won a game in 7 years at the barn. That's pretty impressive. Coach Holtman's 100th win at Ohio State. So good night to be a Buckeye.
Indians going a little 1-3-1 action. I like to change up right here. It's a great time to change up. Logan can't get beat baseline like or sideline like that, though. And they're calling a reach-in foul on Owen Judy. Going for a passing lane, and comes up, hits Harleman. Caleb Evers checks in to replace Logan Holman. And then stay in the 1-3-1 look. Oh, yeah, get that one, Kel Rammel. Go hammer that, Kel Rammel. Oh,
missed a dunk.
Open three then for Fisher coming back. Misses. Kel Rammel goes up and gets a rebound. Outlets to Owen Judy. Passes ahead to Daniel Patch.
Knock it down, Daniel.
Yeah, you can't be afraid to shoot that.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you miss it. You got to be able to hit the next one. Caleb Evers has the ball on the right-hand side. inside, looking for Kel Ramo inside. Now, oh, yeah, nice pass to Owen Judy inside, gets blocked. Owen stays with it, blocks it behind it, foul. Two options on the fouls, either Busher in front or Sweeterman from behind. And they give it to Busher in front. I believe his dad works for the lumberyard with Boosie. Blade's father, Busher.
Nine more. He went to Muller Door Sales. Is that right? Is that his boy?
Yep.
Tom's got to be here somewhere.
Yep, straight across him. Straight up, just saw him earlier. And his wife over there. Oh, and misses the first free throw. Second free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line is no good. Rebound Cavaliers. Jace Woods, that would be the superintendent's son for Coldwater. Jason Woods.
You know everybody.
Well, they're only 20 minutes away from us. Traveled, actually, right in front of the official boxing game, did. They didn't call it. Drug his foot.
That's three travel calls now we've got on the Cavaliers. None for the Indians. Yep. We haven't seen them travel one time.
Well, they're not because they didn't call it, but they should have been travels.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. But deflected out for Owen by Owen, so it would be Cavalier ball. We got a good trap right here going. Don't reach in the foul one. They don't call it. There's another one, too. Shuffle speed.
Yeah,
and they hit a travel. You can't catch it, move your feet back.
That's travel.
My goodness.
This first three of the game?
Yep, good three by Blasting Game. But
that's travel.
I would have took the walk.
That's 2-3 now that they've got. If
off the travels. Yep. Cal Ramo has the ball right now. Up top, swings it over to Daniel Patch. Over to Caleb Evers. On the right-hand side, Owen Judy. Caleb comes over and sets the ball screen. Owen thinks about a three, turns it down. Now we get it inside two. Cal Ramo cut through there, Caleb. There you go. Owen Judy comes back and replaces him. Open three, good. That's a tough hit by Owen Judy right there.
Yeah, that was a step-back tray, and Owen knocked that bad boy down.
Hand in the face.
That's a tough shot is right. Good jump shot by Owen Judy.
Indians change to a 3-2. We've seen three different zone defenses in the first half right here for the Indians.
Coach Fisher's like, wait a minute. Can you guys just do one thing for a while?
Don't let them get in a rhythm. 3-4, Harleman out of the corner. No good. Backside rebound by Sweeterman.
Rebound.
Blasting game up top. No good. Yeah, they're going to call foul on Caleb Evers. Yep. Long shot, long rebound, and Caleb goes up with the Coldwater Cavalier Sweeterman kid. And Caleb, they call for a foul on that.
Two offensive rebounds on that possession for the Cavaliers, so we didn't rebound so good out of that zone set.
Nope. Bad thing with that is
long rebound there.
Well, but we put our length up top and into 3-2.
Yeah.
Trying to make it tough, and Coldwater has a mental mistake. They're throwing the ball away. Inbound set, unguarded. We'll take it. But, yeah, we put our length up top to make it tough to pass around. And then, plus, long rebounds usually come from the wing, which is where your taller guys are. But, unfortunately, we didn't go get those. So. Oh, and Judy bringing it up for the Indians with 13-9 lead here. 4:30 to go in the second quarter. For recovery entrance scoreboard and deflected out of bounds for quarter will be Indians ball in front of their student section and Coldwater bench.
What we got tomorrow night? Tomorrow night we got
a
Blackhawks? Miss Centerwall?
Yep, at Miss Centerwall. The girls are at Troy Christian for a noon game, and it's varsity only. Boys are at Miss Centerwall. I didn't see what happened there, but pulled turnover on the Indians.
On Owen.
And then Owen Judy gets a reach-in foul in transition, so he can't get the shot up.
Yeah, Cale just lost that ball, and easy steal for the Cavaliers.
That's one of those. I know Owen don't want to give up a basket, but same time, it puts you with two fouls with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Give up two right now and kind of live and fight another day here.
Yeah.
Because he steps up and hits a free throw, does sophomore Chase Wood. Second free throw is up for Mr. Wood, and good. So that would have saved you a foul anyway right there.
Exactly. Because
make him shoot a contested layup. Don't bail him out. Logan Holman skip pass over to Daniel Patch. Over to Landon Post. Inside to Logan Holman. Logan's looking to go in town. Nice spin move, Logan. Just misses it. A little too strong. Coldwater with a rebound. Pushing in transition. And he goes back to the 2-3 zone. And Coldwater's walking it up and seeing what they're in. That's the one thing that also, if you're switching defenses like that, it makes the offense kind of slow down a little bit to react.
Yeah, they have,
you have to see what you're playing to see how they're going to try to attack it and get themselves organized.
Very good point.
So you kind of shorten the game by doing that. So, plus you give other teams, don't let get comfortable. And right now, deep three for Coldwater. Long rebound, yeah, misses it. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Landon looking to push it. Daniel back to Landon. Landon's thinking about a three over to Owen Judy. Wide open up top, coming off the screen. Misses it. Sweeterman with the rebound for Coldwater. Walking it up the floor. Cavaliers working around the inside again, trying to get organized. Blasting game has the ball back up to Fisher. Trying to get Sweeterman inside. Both Sweeterman brothers in there working on the high-low look. Boston game drives on the right-hand side against Landon Post. Stops, reverses it. Fisher drives baseline, gets beat. Bad defense by the Indians right there to give up a layup for Fisher.
Gives him five on the night.
13-13, 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. Logan Ullman has the ball on the right-hand side. Trying to get Kel inside on a post-up.
About 5 seconds.
Yeah. Kel Ram on the cut, gets knocked down. So foul on the Cavaliers. It's going to be Indian ball. Cable Evers checks in, replaces Logan Holman. Next foul for on the Indians will be Cavalier. Will be going to the free throw line. No, nice. We just missed Caleb Evers on a slip.
There he is.
Drop step. Nice little jump hook by Caleb Evers.
How about that?
Nice move.
I love that senior shot.
Yep. Can't block it. It's
can't
impossible
block that, and that left-handed little baby hook.
And you don't usually go against a lot of left-handers. It's kind of hard to guard those kids because they always go the opposite shoulder of what you used to guarding. So and that senior stepping up and continuing his big output for
there's
the Indians.
Good, trap.
Good double team by Caleb and Daniel inside on Sweeterman's baseline drive. Knocked out. 6'7", 6'5", trapping you right there.
Yeah, I don't like that. I wouldn't like that if I had the ball on them. The only good thing was is the other guy was 6'7".
Yeah, that helps. Coldwater ball up top, swinging around. Blasting game has the ball. Get it inside to Sweeterman. Drives in and lays it in. Split our zone. 15-15 for recovery insurance. Second quarter scoreboard. The minute 40 to go. Oh, and Judy has the ball. Swings over to Caleb Evers. Caleb dribbles up, trying to get Owen Judy inside. Be able to hit him now. Cal Ramwell cuts. Getting double teamed. Back up top to Daniel. Inside to Caleb Evers. Jump hook again. Misses it. Going to be a foul on Caleb Evers.
Caleb went over the glass.
Good look inside, though, from Daniel to Caleb. Had to seal up. Nice move by Caleb. It's a little too strong. That's his third.
Yeah, it's foul trouble for Caleb Evers, and I think he's going to get replaced here by Logan.
Yep, and Sweeterman will be going to the free throw line. Tyler Sweeterman, 6'5 senior for Coldwater.
Great crowd here on hand. A lot of purple and white and a lot of orange and black.
Yep, first free throw up is no good. Offensive rebound for Fisher inside. I think I heard all kids could get into the game for $1.
Ah, they had a little something going.
Yep. That's how it kind of should be, though.
Yeah.
You want kids here. You want an atmosphere, plus you want a belt on your program for the future. And
right.
So deep three for Coldwater for Fisher. No good. Deflected. Offensive rebound for Wood. Cavaliers take a two-point lead now with under a minute. Owen Judy has the ball for the Indians. Bring it up. Guarded by Blossom Game. Logan Holman has the ball. Sweeterman's guarding Cal Ramon on the face guard inside. Again, we're getting triangle and two right now, and it's kind of slowed our offense down. Working the ball around on the perimeter. Cal Ramon has the ball inside to Logan Holman. Logan squares up. Drives baseline. Looking to power up. Step through that, Logan. There you
get
go.
In there.
Foul on the Cavaliers, but Logan just misses the shot. But
that's
we'll be going
work
to the free throw line.
That was good work by number four, Logan Holman.
Yep. That was one of those moves. He just kind of big boyed him, backed him down, the old Charles Barkley move.
Yes, he did.
I'm a little bigger and stronger and took his time and powered it up.
Indians 1 of 3 from the free throw line.
Long on that one.
Make it 1-4.
All Brothers free throw line is not good to us this half. Second free throw up for Logan Holman is good. Cuts into the lead for the Cavaliers. Now it's a one-point ball game, 17-16. Indians down by one.
They're going to probably take the last shot this half, maybe.
Yep, Fisher's walking it up, calling for a set. 20 seconds to go. Swings the ball over to Buescher. Trying to get blasting game cutting. Open three for Fisher. Drives in, attacks it, and gets fouled by Kel Rammel. That's going to be his second foul. So Kevin Fisher, a 5'11 senior, coach's son, will be going to the free throw line for two shots. First one up is good.
He's our leading scorer with six.
Couple subs in here for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Getting their last minute defense adjustments ready to go. Second free throw is up and good. Pushes the lead for the Cavaliers by three, 16 with 13 seconds. Indians have the ball on the right-hand side. Logan Holman drives in. Body foul. It'll be the 16th foul on Coldwater, so they'll take the ball out underneath for the Indians. Landon Post is going to trigger it in with 8 seconds. Need a big bucket right here for the Indians.
It would be a good one.
Kel Rammel has the ball, drives in, stop, jump stop. Daniel Patch, 15-footer, long off the back of the rim. Coldwater grabs it in half, full court heave, comes up a little short. So big quarter for the Cavaliers, not so much for the Indians as Coldwater takes the lead, 19-16. Let's take a break and we'll be back while Mr. Kalp here figures up some stats.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here at the Coldwater House, and
is that Elvis Presley out there?
We have, I don't know who, I heard something about rockets. I don't know if it's a pop rocket type thing.
No, I don't know who these girls are, but they're out here, they're doing a jump rope show, and so far I'm pretty impressed.
I'm kind of in awe here. They're a little dancing with jump roping at the same time going on.
But that is pretty cool.
We have a little Elvis action.
I don't know where they're from, but hey, looking at the stats here, the first half, Indians down 19-16. They led 10-6 at the end of the first quarter and then struggled a little bit with the offense there in the second quarter. Indians so far led by Owen Judy. He's got 6 points. And then Landon Post hit a three. He's 3 points on nine. Daniel Patch with two. Kale Rammel only with two in the first half. Logan Homan's got one.
The shot attempt for two people, and those two people happen to be Owen Judy and Kel Rammel, our two leading scorers. You know, Kel's coming in, I think, around 18 or so a game, and Owen has around 16.
Yeah.
And I would say they probably account for, maybe 60%, 50% of our offense?
Without a doubt. And it's just not showed up here in the first half, and hopefully the second half
we can get her going. We got beat there in a JV game. Reese Cookabilly led us, I believe, with 13 points. And it was a tight game. And then all of a sudden, the Cavaliers pulled ahead there in the fourth quarter. And JV's trailed again. And they're just not points on the board either, like they were earlier in the year. And, you know, we got to get them back on the thing too.
You know, and some of that happens too when early on you don't have a lot of film out. And, you know, people might get that, you know, as a season people, obviously we play in a great conference with great coaches, and you know, they scout, and you know, they try to take away our strengths and, you know, make us play to our weaknesses. And so, you know, I think that's one of those, usually see scoring kind of go down as the season progresses a little bit more, just because of that reason.
Better defenses
because they're more prepared, and they know what you want to do, and they know, you know, kind of how they want to see guarding you. And so, you know, they make some adjustments, and we just got to continue, you know, to play. And, you know, all my years of coaching, I don't ever recall, though, if I ever remember a JV record.
Really? Yeah, I believe that.
You know, and you don't ever remember freshmen. Right. You don't ever remember, you know, junior high. It's important to those kids. But the whole part of, you know, the JV on down is just get better. Yeah. Get better and develop.
Just get your skills.
And get your skills ready and get ready to go. Hopefully, as a JV player, you have a chance to help us, you know, come in and plug a spot next year on the varsity. And
good point.
And get prepared. And so, you know, at that point, I'm not really concerned with the JV record. I'm just concerned, are we getting better and we getting developed? And, you know, I definitely think Dewey Weitzel's doing a great job with that. And so, you know, hopefully we just got to continue, like, hey, obviously we want to win games, but the main point is just get better.
Yeah,
so as long as we can keep doing that, I think that, you know, that's a successful JV season. So
yeah, that's a very good point, Brian. And I tell you who I like on that team, and there's a lot of guys I like on that team, tell you the truth, but I think Reese has a really nice soft shot, getting to the hole, you know, I think Alex Deuce has some skills there, and there's, all those players have skills, and Riggs Toby, and I look forward to those guys getting better every game, and watching them as they progress through the high school, and you know, right now, I think the cupboards are full. I think we've got some kids coming up, and it'll be fun to watch for a while.
Absolutely. How about we take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back at the Palace. Dave Kalp, Brian Patch, bringing the action from Coldwater Fort Recovery here.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. That was a pretty impressive halftime show. And the human jump rope might have been my fave right there.
That was one of the most impressive things I've seen.
They spun a little girl around, and she could bend. I can make the one bend, but I certainly couldn't make the other bend. I could not go backwards like that. And that girl jumped right over like no big deal.
They used a girl for a jump rope. And another little girl jump rope over her.
Yep.
That was impressive.
That was impressive. They were
as a group of jump ropers, and they had, I said, dance involved and jump roping. And
that was awesome.
That was impressive. That was awesome to see.
Yeah, their shirt said Pop Rocks.
Okay.
Pop Rocks. And I have no idea where they're from. No idea. I mean, if they're local here, or how they came here, or what's going on, but I'm just happy to be here to see it.
That was tremendous.
Yeah. Actually took a little more time for halftime, stopped the clock at 4 minutes, so the boys had some time to come out and get loose again. And innings trailed by three here, and you know, I don't think we're pushing the panic button by any stretch of the imagination, but we got to come out and you know, set the tone here in the second half, take the lead. I think there's no doubt we can do it.
Yeah, and, you know, coming in, we talked about it. I didn't realize until I actually looked at the schedule and all that stuff here. I had no clue that Coldwater was 1-11. I never would have guessed.
Yeah, I would never.
You know, not that I've been following, you know, close attention to them, but I never would have guessed, you know, they were 1-11. And you look at them, and it's either they're the best 1-11 team I've seen, or we're playing really bad right now.
We talked about it.
And I'm probably going to go a little of maybe combination, maybe both, but they're pretty good.
Well, yeah, they're not a 1-11 team. I'll give them that for sure. And you know, they're obviously hungry for a victory. And who did they beat? You got that scoreboard. Who did they beat?
Yeah, so their only win was against Knoxville, 59-27.
Beat Knoxville.
Their losses were to Elida, at Marion Local, Ayersville, who's really good, Shawnee, who obviously has been a powerhouse,
yeah.
Marion Local in the holiday tournament here at Coldwater, Salina, St. Henry, Salina again at the Hoosier Gym. New Bremen got them by 25 or so. Versailles was 11-point ball game at Versailles just last week. So obviously they're
getting better.
Yeah, they're starting to heat up and get better. I mean, you go to Versailles and play at Versailles against the number one team in the state and only lose by 11. And I know at one point it was a 2 or 3 point game,
yeah,
late in the game. So
I thought Coach Pardew told me they was ahead of Versailles in the third quarter. So very possible. And you know, we talked about it today, and somebody said, "Well, how's the Coldwater?" And I said, "I don't know. I'm thinking they're around 500, but I would have never ever said 1-11 either." You're exactly right.
Well, and like I said, you watch them; they don't look like a 1-11 team. And you know, part of that is their defense has done a great job of taking Kel and Owen out. You know, right now, Owen has 6, Kel has 2. So of our almost 40 points between those two, you know, we got 8. You know, so we're off by 30, you know, at this point with those guys thereabouts. You know, but the other thing is we got some guys step up. You know, Daniel airballed first shot was down and at, almost down as far as it could go,
yeah,
without staying down.
Out.
Pops out, and then airballs the second one. You know, he's a kid who can shoot it. I know he's percentage-wise is one of our best on our team.
Did he take another shot until he got fouled there at the end of the half?
He made one on an inside shot from Kel.
But he's got
to be more aggressive. And Landon's got to be a little more aggressive. You know, Landon's been playing well. He's proven he can hit that outside shot.
Take the shot. I agree 100%. If he's got an open look, he might as well take it, because if they start falling, then that
opens up things for other people. Yeah,
without a doubt. Without a doubt. Well, we're getting ready here to start the second half, and looks like the Indians get the ball to start it.
So
go down and get a quick bucket.
Yep, right? Coldwater goes with their starters, which is Blassen Game and Fisher, Harlement, Sweeterman. And we're going out there with our starters minus Caleb Evers, and Logan Holman's replacing him. Caleb started before the game, but Caleb has 3 fouls.
3 fouls, yeah.
So Logan's going in there. We need a good start right here, a good possession on offense, and get a stop on defense, and let's get some momentum going.
Well, it looks like they're going to go with their triangle and two yet.
Yeah, they ain't broke. Why fit? You know, why change?
I'm not arguing.
Daniel Patch, wide open
get
three.
In there.
Back of the rim. Landon Post with an offensive rebound, falling down, and turns it over. That's a tough break for the Indians. That's a great rebound by Landon Post. So Coldwater's bringing it down. Sweeterman has the ball up top. It needs to go man-to-man. Might be trying to speed him up here a little bit instead of going zone. Fisher driving against Owen Judy. Great defense by Owen Judy. Knocked away by Kel Rammel.
A good steal.
I like to, though, as we get that steal, try to push it up a little bit more in transition, see if we can get Kel and Owen loose. Maybe try to get an easy one. Logan Holman for a deep three. Misses it off the back of the rim. Coldwater right back. Sweeterman for the three on the other end off the backside. Offensive rebound. Sweeterman against Kel Rammel. Goes up and gets fouled by Kel.
It's going to be three on Kel.
Yes, it is.
That's one thing we didn't need is a foul trouble here with Kel, too.
Nope. Kel just got pushed in underneath the rim on that backside. Went to try to go up and block him. He got called for the foul on the arm. Sweeterman goes for the first free throw and hard off the back of the rim. Again, 56 clicks off the clock here. It's still Coldwater 19-16.
Two guys go up, two guards go up and give him a hard time because he just about banked it in.
Misses it. Daniel Patch up with a rebound. Outlets to Owen Judy. Yeah, that was a little hard. Owen Judy throws it about half the way down the floor and gets deflected out by Coldwater. So it'll be Indians ball right in front of the Coach Melton in the bench.
Still same score, 19-16.
Owen Judy has the ball on the right-hand side. Guarded against Blasting Game. Hits Logan Holman.
They're going to let Logan shoot all he wants.
Yep. Skip pass over to Landon Post. Back over to Logan Holman.
He wants to shoot it again.
Landon Post thinks about it, shoots it, misses it, and they're calling an offensive foul on Logan Holman, pushing him in the back.
Yeah.
Well, right now we got three guys on the perimeter that they're not even guarding.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Someone's got to be able to step up and hit a shot. We know they're capable of them. They know they're capable of them.
I'm surprised we don't get Troy in there and let him try to take one. He hit a big one last week against St. Henry, but obviously Daniel can make them, and so can Landon.
Oh, and they banked in a three on this end for Harlemick coming off a double screen. That's one of those teams when you're playing a 1-11 team, you don't want to give them life. You don't want to give them thought that they can win. And right now, that's where the Cavaliers are at.
Exactly what we're doing.
Kel Rammel has the ball. Skip pass over to Daniel. Over to Landon in the corner. The other part, we're just standing. So
I agree. We're not moving.
We're not moving. So if we're going to not shoot it, then we got to cut and try to get some open spots on the floor. We can't just stand, making it easy to guard us. Daniel has the ball, and he's going to say, that's got to be a foul. Fisher reaching in. But they're playing a zone, so against a zone, you don't want to stand. You're making it easy on the defense. You got to be able to cut and move and find gaps.
Yeah, we didn't even make them work on that possession.
I think I could play defense if that's how we're going. Oh, and Judy open three. Fade away, tough shot.
Good, Daniel.
Logan Holman with the deflection. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Back up to Owen, and we're setting it up. Drives to the left, kicks over to Logan Holman. And Logan fires a three off the back end. Coldwater pushes it up. Deep three from Blasting Game, uncontested, wide open. He made it, unguarded, yeah. Right now, Tribe trails by 9, 25-16.
Not the start we needed.
Definitely not the start we needed.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
You know, this is one of those things, though. I thought we would see this at some point in the year. And
the trying on two.
Trying on two, yeah. You know, when you have two kids, you know, going into it, just knowing who we have. I mean, Kel and Owen could be MAC Play of the Year. Both of them could be.
Yeah.
You know, they put up big numbers. Both of them have had games where they've carried us. And, you know, really looking, no one else has really put up a big game besides maybe the first one or two games on our team. And so when your next is from 19, 18 to 16, 17 and down to five, you know, like I said,
you know who you got to guard.
Yeah. Right, you know who you got to guard. So, you know, it looks like this is maybe the first time we've saw something like this. And it's kind of showing here a little bit, but hopefully we can clean this up and go on a run right here. Yep. Turnover on the Indians. Trying to run a set against it.
Somebody missed their spot.
Yep. Boston Game has the ball up top. It's Sweeterman on the high post. Flash. Looks to drive. Nice little spin move. Step through. Good defense there by Kel Rammel. Hand straight up. Misses it. Daniel Patch with a rebound. Outlets to Landon Post. This is where we got to play a little bit more. Let's go. Daniel back to Landon. Nice looking three. Misses.
Can't get her to go.
And the other thing is we can't just settle for threes either. I mean, even though they're open, and not saying they're bad shots, but we gotta be attacking as well. Because obviously we're not hitting. If this difference if we
somebody
hit
somebody just takes them to the rack.
Right. And find some spots, get some movement, get some cutting action going. Cavaliers running their offense. Open three for Harlemont. Misses it. Landon Post with a rebound. The other thing we can't do is we're walking it up. I think we gotta play a little faster what good. We are. Daniel Patch come open on, three. That's good. That's a big bucket right there for the Indians. Cutting into the lead. I mean, you've said this numerous times. If you're a shooter, your next one's always going in.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Daniel's one of our leading three-point percentage guys. And they're unguarded. Him and Landon both are high percentage guys. Not high volume guys, but percentages. Three for Harlemont on the other end, uncontested.
Yeah, we got to get in his face here.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about the offensive end, but we can't give up unguarded shots, though, either.
Give him nine for the night.
Daniel inside to Caleb. Drop stepping, power up. Falls for the flop. Caleb misses it on the jump hook.
Six rebounds now for Luke Sweeterman in the ballgame.
And timeout, Coldwater. Looks like they're going to take a full timeout. And we have a couple subs coming in for the Indians. We'll take one with them, and we'll be right back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back. Dave Kalp, Ryan Patch at the Palace in Coldwater. K&L Tractors third quarter scoreboard. Big buckets for the Indians, cut into the lead right there, 28-19, but then we turn around and give an open three back to Evan Harlemont on the other end, pushes it back up.
We'll give a shout-out to our main bookkeeper, Bobby Stogler. He's still on vacation. I don't know if he's driving home tonight, but he agrees with us 100%. Cupboards are pretty full for the Indians, and he'll be here for a long time.
Nice to be on a month-long vacation.
I don't get it. I ain't seen him in forever.
That's good benefits Cooper has. Three for Chase Wood checking in that timeout right there. Everything falling for Coldwater.
That's exactly what you said. If you give them a chance and you give them some little taste of blood, they're going to get hungry.
And you play with a little more confidence that way as well. Troy Post did check in there for Kel Rammel. Oh, and Judy has the ball up top. A little shake and bake. Comes over, throws over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side. Get past the land post on the left. Drives back up to Troy. Faces the local Holman. Swings it back up from Daniel to Troy from the baseline up top. We got at least a little more movement. Plus really? Now they're just boxing a one versus triangle and two.
Kale's out of the game.
Yep, Kale out of the game. Contested three. Got fouled. They do. I thought he blew his whistle. They don't. Oh my goodness, that is a horrible call. And now they called call on this end. Oh my goodness.
Technical unknown.
That is. Oh my goodness.
He got absolutely killed down here taking that shot. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
We were 50 feet from the court, and you can see his face get literally hit. And his head goes back. I mean, it's an obvious foul right in front of the official.
I don't get it.
And then Owen was straight up on the other end. Oh, my goodness. And a little frustration coming out in Owen, and I don't know if he said, I assume he said something, but you can imagine being a little upset when you're getting hit in the face on one end.
Anybody would be on that two,
yeah,
two constant plays, and oh, my God. So who's going to the line here? Looks like
Blasting Games going for Coldwater to Chance with two shots and the ball back.
Up by 12.
No good on the first one. Oh, my goodness. That's the part that just is, it's hard when you're right in front of the official and your face gets hit.
Yeah, Coach Melton not happy at all about this.
Well,
too.
I thought he got teed up, actually, because he was out there at half court on the floor.
Yeah.
Defending his player, which he should. Second free throw up and good for Marcel Blasingame, 6'1 junior.
Give him six on the night. And now, oh, so he was shooting his shooting foul. So now this is probably...
Yep, this is Fisher technical. Right here at the technical, yep. Fisher hits the first one. Chance for possibly a six-point possession here for Coldwater. Blasingame hit one of the two free throws on the foul on the shot. Fisher hits both free throws. Now they get the ball back. 34-19.
Wow.
I mean, I know we not
what
try
a chain
not
of
to be
events right there.
And I know we try not to be critical, but my goodness. That's a simple, easiest call. You're supposed to be watching a shooter and he gets hit in the face. That's your one job as official in that same spot right there. Watch the shooter.
He got murdered.
And you didn't do it. That's one of those you had one job commercials.
Yeah, no kidding.
Nonetheless, we got digging right here. We dug ourselves a hole. Three for Fisher on the other end. Misses it. Cal Ramel checked in during all that melee and pushing the ball up here for Troy Holman for the Indians. Goes over to Daniel Patch on the right-hand side. Daniel dribbles, shoots a three, long. Right now, anything that can go wrong is going wrong for the Indians, and anything can go right is going right for the Coldwater Cavaliers.
We've scored 9 points in about 15 minutes.
We switch to man-to-man right now, and Coldwater calls a timeout to probably make an adjustment against that defense. 30-second timeout. How about we stay here and recap kind of some of the week here action. We have tomorrow, we have the girls going to Troy Christian, and it's a varsity game only, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that. And then the boys are at Mississinewall tomorrow night. No video available, it says, and Fort Recovery Radio, and you and I will be doing that one at Mississinewall, 6 o'clock tip there. And then next week we have Thursday, we have the girls host Minster and PGW, and we'll be doing that one. Obviously,
Minster's girls are down a little bit.
They are down.
And our girls are going the right direction right now.
Yep. That's the most losses I think Minster's probably had in about 6 years combined.
I would have to agree. I read it in the paper the other day. I'm like, that must be a typo.
Nope. I've actually watched a couple of their games on TV. So.
Well, yeah. when you had a girl that pretty much dominated for four straight years.
Well, they had two of them. Prager, who's D1. Wolf, who's D1. Yeah. Boeing, who's D2. And numerous other girls who were D2, D3 caliber players.
That's what you call full coverage right there.
Yeah. That's beyond full. That's overbearing. And they're calling over in the back on Chase Wood, and he's asking for a push foul and landing post. And the official says, nope, Indians ball.
Well, he did it himself. He went out there.
Yep.
And to me, that's why he kind of didn't get that call, maybe.
Yep. And finishing that up, boys are at Minster the next Friday, and WPGW will be doing that one. Saturday, we're at Ridgemont. That's a little hike, about an hour and a half away.
Woo!
And PGW will be doing that one. Indians have the ball right now. Daniel over two lane of post. Back screen by Kel Ramel. Daniel inside. Trying to get Kel Ramel on the inside post move. Over to Troy Holman. Swings it over to lane of post. Back up to Daniel Patch. Under a minute
shots,
to go.
Boys.
Yep. Troy Holman thinks
shots.
About a three and shoots it. Off. And, ooh. I think we might have got a call there.
Yeah, we got a break there off of. Thought it was off of Logan, and
yep.
We maintained the ball.
Stays on this end. We'll take it. We need a little help. and out of bounds play thrown into Daniel, gets blocked out of bounds.
It was a nice recovery because he had a lane there and he got back in time.
Yep, still be Indians ball. Logan Holman catches it over to Daniel Patch, swings it over to Landon Post. Troy Holman throws it inside to Logan Holman. Square power up now, Logan. And
Mr. Trout calling a foul. Who's it going to be on? Coldwater's 42.
Yep. We'll take that. But he's opposite side of the floor, up by the scores table. He calls the foul, and the official underneath does not call anything.
Starting to get a little more physical, isn't it?
Yeah, well, a little more intensity. We realize that, hey, we're kind of down to our last chances here, and we're playing with a little more urgency, which maybe we should have been doing a little sooner.
First free throw of the second half for the Indians does not fall, nor does the second one. We are now 2 of 7 from the free throw line.
And Coldwater has the ball with 30 seconds to go, and it's going to be a foul on...
Oh, wow.
Ticky-tack foul on Logan Holman.
Big-time ticky-tack foul.
Rex Leverett is going to check in and replace Logan Holman. Sophomore's first action here in the game today. I'll get that crossover. There we go. Deflection. We have a scrum on the floor with Landon and Rex and Fisher. Good hands right there.
We'll stay with the Cavaliers.
Yep. Coach Ben Holland saying we got a little moisture on the floor. Yep. Says we're good. Play on. Coldwater takes it out underneath. Zimmerman has the ball. Drives to the right hand side. Good defense by Landon. Spin move kick out. Parliament for three. Good.
Harleman now with 12 points.
Rex Lever at the buzzer. Banked in off the back of the rim. Not a good quarter for the Indians.
No. 3 points is not going to work very many ball games.
37-19 heading into the fourth and final. And Cavaliers lead.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back. And if we want to have a chance to win this ball game over here, we need one heck of a fourth quarter.
Yeah, without a doubt. We
almost getting doubled up here.
Scored 10 points here in the first, 6 in the second, and only 3 in the third quarter.
37-19, Cavaliers. And with only one guy out there, they're in a box and one. Landon Post swinging over Rex Lorette, thinks about a three. Back over to Landon, back to Rex. Rex does fire a three, air ball long. And we do retain the ball out on Coldwater. Troy Holman's going to trigger it in for the Tribe underneath. And we're going to take a timeout to try to get a shot up here, possession. We'll take a break and be back.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
And we're back. And not a good news for the Indians tonight.
No. Down by 18 points, 7 minutes, 37 seconds to go. And we're just getting our butt handed to us here by a 1-11 Coldwater Cavalier team. Dale Rammel with 2 points.
We looked a little, I mean, the triangle two definitely took us out of our game. I bet we were playing
great,
a little.
Great defense by Coldwater.
Yeah, a little dazed and confused almost. Unguarded shot for Daniel Patch, in and out around the rim. I mean, we're getting good looks. But
we just can't make a shot either.
Can't make a shot. I mean, that was down and out again. We got to start hitting those if we want to have a chance. And then we got to get stops on this end right now. And Indians a little 2-3 kind of semi-trap against Coldwater. Get the ball inside of Coldwater and deflected pass. Cal Rammel gets a steal, pushing it up in transition. This is where we got to start playing.
Yeah, just
we
go. Come back. Keep going, Cal.
Cal pull up three in transition and good. Obviously, that's why they're triangling two him or boxing one him because he can do that. Gives him 5 on the night. Indians now to 1-3-1. This is, we got to come out and apply a little more pressure right here.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to go full court.
10 seconds. 10-second call. Coldwater's trying to get organized against the 1-3-1. Great change in defense right here. We're down 15. I mean, we're playing a little more life right here. We got our stop we needed. Got our three we need.
Banging three here and see what happens.
Yeah, right here. This makes it a little more interesting if we can hit the shot right here. High ball screen from Daniel Patrick, Kel Rammel. Back over to Daniel. Daniel thinks about a three. Over to Kel. Ball screen again. Pick and roll action going down there, Daniel.
Oh, that's a foul.
Yep, and they call it. But again, the official underneath doesn't call it.
Yeah, it's out
front. The official out front calls it. And I guess we're complaining about getting fouled, but it's just, if he doesn't call that, which has happened sometimes, you know, they get away with it. Daniel going to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Need two big ones right here.
Yeah, absolutely.
First one's up and good. Let's make this thing interesting here. 6:38 to go in the fourth quarter.
See if we can tighten the collars around their shirts once.
Misses the second one in and out. 14-point game here. And he's back in that 1-3-1 still. We're going to read one of these right here. Skip pass over from Coldwater, back over. Throw one of those things away, guys. Coldwater gets an inside kick back out. Fisher thinks about a three, drives a little floater, and good. Nice response from the Cavaliers.
Yeah,
that's a big time shot right there.
A big shot by Nick Fisher. Give him 11 now on the night.
Kyle Rammel back. Has some space. Lets a three fly. Off the front of the rim.
Man, we are freezing cold with our long balls.
About like the temperature outside. Oh, Rex Love Rex reads that pass. Nice read, Rex Love Rex, but out of bounds on the Indians. Against the 1-3-1, they made a cross-court skip patch, which technically you don't want to do against that. And Rex read it. Got a deflection.
Timeout now, Coach Melton. Can't have many timeouts left.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if I like that timeout or not. Just from the standpoint, we got 6 minutes to go. It's a 16-point ball game right here. And
I have no idea how many timeouts we got left. We took two in the first quarter. I know that.
We took three. That's our fourth timeout. So we're down to one timeout. And, you got 6 minutes to go. If we want to have a chance to make a run right here, you know, we're going to need a timeout. Plus, I guess at that point, if we're making a run, you got to think Coldwater will probably spend one or two.
They'll use theirs.
They might lose one of those, use one of theirs. But the other thing is, if we're making a run with this lineup, you might need a timeout just to save some legs, if we're not going to sub a whole lot here. So, well, action here tomorrow. We got...
We also have the MAC swim meet at Jay County tomorrow. So if you want to go out and do some... watching some great swimming. That starts, I believe, at 1 o'clock.
For MAC swim meet?
I believe. It's the
that MAC. Might get over at 1 o'clock in the morning, though, right?
It takes forever.
I was gonna say, that is a long thing.
I'm going to sneak over, watch my little girl swim a little bit.
Good luck, Joel. Swimmers. I also know the 7th grade girls and the girl acts taking the 7th grade girls up to St. John's for their tournament action tomorrow for 7th grade.
First tomorrow at Delphus.
Yep. A lot of action going on that time of year. Get out and support the tribe if you would. Cavaliers trigger the ball and bouncing. Gotta love that call. Forearm shiver in the back on a screen set. Turnover, Cavaliers. That's one of those, I'm still here. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about me, guys. Calls, and we'll take it because it's not on us. 16-point ball game. Under 6 minutes to go here. Indians have the ball. Cal Rimmel coming off a ball screen. Pick and pop for Dana Patch. Get pass over to Rex Leverett. Rex thinks about a three and lets it go. Long on the glass. Dana Patch with the rebound. Power that up there. Daniel throws out to Troy Holman. Back over to Rex. Swings it back up to Daniel. Daniel lets the three fly. Good.
He had a plan.
There we go. We'll take that. Got three out of it. He's letting a little more confidence go right here. He's hit a couple threes now.
Yeah, they don't say airball anymore, do they?
No, they don't. Daniel's going after it. That's the most aggressive I've seen him on defense tonight.
Well, I think we know who we're wanting to foul.
I would say so. Semi-bear hug. The Cavaliers ball underneath. We got six fouls.
Well, Luke Friedman, he's got
and
three rebounds.
Actually, Daniel just tried to foul him right there. They didn't call it. Fisher drives in and shoots it, misses it. We'll take that.
Yeah, it worked out good.
Cable I mean, that was the Hackishack move right there. Daniel tried running through a screen. Cal Rimmel has the ball, pushing up transition, deep three. Oh, that looked good. Troy Holman crashed the glass. Great job. Oh, no way. No way is that on Troy Holman. Troy had an inside position. Oh.
Cork fans not happy with that, Butch Wellman.
Oh, my goodness. Troy Holman had inside position. The kid went over his back. And they're calling over. The kid's 6'7". How's Troy going over his back, Calvin?
I think that was an absolute wrong call. Big time. Coach Melton can't even believe what he's seeing. And that's going to put number 42, Luke Sweeterman, at the line. No points.
Oh, my goodness. Troy had inside position.
Well, he had great rebound.
And the 6'7 kid jumped over him. How's Troy going over his back? And a free throw. Good for Coldwater. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, too.
Love the effort by Troy right there.
He got a great rebound and not rewarded.
Second free throw up. And good. Nice touch by that young sophomore. His first 2 points of the game. Troy Holman looking for Rex Leverett. Back to Troy. Nice cut in there. Yep. Only Coldwater's fifth foul. Great cut by Cal Rimmel. That was one thing we were doing early. We were very stationary. And against the zone, especially Triangle 2,
we definitely moved better in the second. Well, in the fourth quarter, we've moved better.
Well, right now, we have a little more urgency. Throw it to Dana right here. We got an open three again. Rex comes off a good slip. That's a body.
Get in there.
Daniel got fouled by Sweeterman. We needed that finish. He will go to the free throw line. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Follow Mechanical. Fourth quarter scoreboard. 41-26, Cavaliers. Definitely like our movement. Definitely like our urgency.
Well, we need to be urgent.
Yep. And first free throw is good on the Hall Brothers, giving Daniel 10 for the night.
40% from the free throw line for the Indians. 4-10 here in game. Patchy now in double figures.
Good. He misses it, but Cal Rimmel offensive rebound putback. We'll take that. Gives Cal seven. Cuts into that lead a little bit right here. Troy's picking him up full court man. Slashing game beats the pressure. Hands over to Harleman. Guarded by Landon Post. Landon reaches in, but no foul. Picks up his dribble on the right-hand side. Sweeterman dribbles, swings it across to his brother on the outside. Yep, there's the Hackishack coming in. Yep. Daniel's going after him. Should be the one-on-one bonus right here. That gives Daniel his third team foul.
So these Sweeterman boys, they're rebounding fools. They got 12 rebounds, but only 4 points between them, too.
I'd say they know the role well.
Yeah. Well, and they're also hitting the threes. And we're big on the inside.
And it's that free throw, and then the crowd goes elastic.
I'm assuming he's not the best of their free throw shooters.
Well, by the
that's a line drive.
I was
going to
say,
there.
The 10-foot one arch on that thing.
I liked it, though. I liked it. That's kind of what
it's just
got to
be 10-1. Line drive is good. Second one up, and air balls.
Now that's he's laughing.
That's his second air ball tonight on the free throw line, which is probably why we're fouling him. But he did hit the first one.
Nailed the first one, fired up. Cavalier boys are laughing.
If you miss the first one, you're probably not laughing.
Since you
hit the first one, it's a little more funny. He does knock it away, though. Good hustle by that young man on the back end. Troy Holman trying to throw ahead to Cal Rimmel. gets knocked out. This will be an Indian ball with 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter, 42-29. Troy has the ball up top. Over to Landon Post. And drive that gap.
Got some
yep,
foul.
Yep, they finally call it. Whew, a little slow on the whistle, though.
Yeah, geez, and Pete's.
Landon took the foul, came down, they grabbed the ball, and looked like they were taking off before they finally blew the whistle.
Landon now going to the line. Indians struggling from the old free throw line tonight.
Good for Landon Post. Let's say we're struggling again. How about that?
Struggling again.
We're struggling again. Struggling from the free throw line, and we'll
cut it down to 11 here if Landon can put
reverse
this
reverse psychology in here. That's it.
Boy.
That's the new theme there, Calby.
I like it.
Reverse psychology on us. Full court pressure by the Tribe. Cutting it to 11. 4 minutes to go. Now we're doable right here. A little run and jump action by the Indians. Cavaliers able to break that. Swings over two. Sweeterman in the corner. Guarded by Daniel Patch. And they get a travel call. Yes. Nice pressure by the Indians. Straight in a turnover right here. This is a big bucket right here. We can score on this trip. Now we get it under double digits.
Yeah, and then you feel, and then you're starting to taste a little blood.
This is identical to last night.
Yeah, it is.
With our girls team. Great comeback for them. Rex Lovett has the ball on the other side. Over to Troy Holman. Wide open three. Daniel Patch. Short. Kicks over two. Rex Lovett gets the rebound. Inside to Landon. Oh, hit that diagonal pass there, and that's wide open. Troy drives in. Takes contact. Oh, no way.
You're going to call foul
on
Troy
again.
Oh,
my goodness gracious. That is the softest foul I've seen.
After going in there for that shot, and then the rebound, and then that foul.
Troy drives in through contact, and they say nothing with arms a-flailing. And then Troy goes after a loose ball and tries to tip it, and then we call foul.
Puts him to the line with 3 minutes, 40 seconds to go. Indians trail by 11.
And this is, I'm assuming, one of their best free throw shooters. And that's nothing but net. Well, that's not what we needed to get back into this one.
No, that gives Fisher 12 on the night. Harleman also has 12. They made some big threes early.
They did. They haven't really hit a whole lot of shots in the second half. It's all been free throws.
That's right.
Cal Ramel dribbles up. Nice little spin move over to Troy Holman. Land skips past to Rex Lovett. Looks about in Daniel inside. We get it to Daniel. Skip pass back over to Landon Post. Landon drives it. Yep, that's a reach-in foul. And they finally call it. Going to be a lot of free throws this next 3:18.
You ain't kidding. The Indians now down by 13.
Well, we got to have some of our guys hit these free throws, which we've been missing, and we got to have some of their guys miss them, which have been hitting them. So. Landon steps up for the first one, and off the back of the rim. Coldwater gets the rebound. We're staring down a 13-point deficit here.
Yeah, they get a shot here.
Oh, there's a walk. No call. Landon Post gets the deflection. Go after it. Go get that, Kel. Great hustle by Kel Ramel and Landon Post going after the ball. It was the Coldwater player. Wasn't going after it.
Yeah, just beat him out of bounds and back to Coldwater.
We're about 3 yards away from getting that loose ball and going and scoring. Indians pick him up full court. Logan Holman checks in to replace Troy Holman. Coach says, Fisher says, clear out. Boston game's going against Logan Holman. Swings the ball over on the left-hand side to Sweeterman. Back up top to Harleman. Over to Boston game. Coldwater's running a motion offense here with some back screens. Trying to run a little clock here is really what this is trying to do.
Yeah,
they're not really trying to score unless it's a layup.
Great job, too.
Yep. Fadeaway shot for Fisher. Good. Big-time shot right there. Nice little fadeaway, a little 8-footer on the baseline. Landon back to Daniel. Back up top to Landon.
And Fisher over. 15.
Swings it over to Rex Lovett.
It's going to be a Coldwater ball.
Throws it through Landon Post's hands. Turnover Indians.
Turnover number 8 for the foot recovery Indians. Down to 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Indians trail by 15.
Troy, you got to let them know who you're coming in for. Troy's checking in for Logan.
Troy,
And it's going to be a foul in the backcourt by Troy Holman on Marcel Vlasingame. That's 10 fouls on the Indians, so it'll be double bonus. 2:16 to go, down 15. We got it to 9, and we just couldn't punch it any lower.
We needed another possession there to get it down, and it just didn't happen. And Goldwater made some shots.
Vlasingame's short on the first one. Logan Holman checks in for Troy Holman. Landon Post on the floor with Rex Leverett, Cal Ramel, and Daniel Patch. Second one is good. Now we're staring at a 16-point deficit. High ball screen from Daniel against Kel. Back to Kel. Deep three. Air balls that one. Good hustle by Rex Leverett, but he says steps on the line.
We have shot our share of air balls tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of air ball chance going up against us, and that's not always good. But they've been rushed. They've been deep. You know, we're just trying to get some shots up at this point.
That one was way out there.
Yeah. That was in St. Henry. Troy Holman gets the foul in Vlasingame. He's been 1-for-2 or 0-for-2 the last couple times. Hopefully that trend continues.
They're not the greatest free throw shooting team at one point. At one point they had it looking pretty good, but they're 13-of-20.
So maybe we're fouling the right guys. He hits that one. A couple ticks under 2 here. That lead's going the opposite direction for us right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure the fouling thing's working.
And second free throw is no good. Over the back call, so Daniel's going to be going to the free throw line. This is almost a mirror image of last night.
Fought back and then
a little short. In.
Patchy going to the line. He's got 10 points on the night, 10 points and 5 rebounds. He's had a pretty good game.
These two free throws are going to be big if we want to have a chance. Stop. Pop stop. And oh my goodness. In and out tip by Cal Ramel. Misses it. Rex Leverett. Take it up there, Rex. He took it up. Cal Ramel gets the offensive rebound and he scores. We're going over the trap. Reach in. They're going to call foul. Down 15, minute 46. That's kind of summed up our night, though. We've had so many shots go in and out, halfway down. And I even told my in-laws tonight, we're sitting over with them before doing the JV game, and I'm like, this is one of the greatest shooting gyms besides Fort Recovery.
I was going to bring it up a little bit ago.
You know, Bubba Stalls, we always used to say that. And if we had a chance to play here, it's like, our team's always played well here. We always have shot it well here. And then I just massively jinxed us.
That was the greatest jinx I've ever seen.
Just next time, shut up and don't say anything, right? It's both free throws for Fisher.
Fisher now is 17.
Cal Ramel dribbles down. Ball screen for Daniel. Back up top. Landon swings over to Daniel. Deep three for Daniel. Way off there. Out on
stay with the court.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, not the way we wanted to come over and start our weekend here. And
no.
Definitely against a 1-11 Cavalier team.
Cal Ramel up and in. Nice little back screen action. Trap up for the Indians. Cavaliers break it. Coming across the back court into the front court. Trapping over on the other side. And we call stepping out of bounds. We'll take that turnover.
Was it?
I thought
we were just calling.
Nope.
He
pointed to the line. Sweeterman steps out of bounds.
Not good.
So Indians ball. Minute 10 to go. Girl Ramel drives in. Step back three. Off the back end of the rim. Cavaliers with the ball. Lob pass up. Oh, they tried to dunk that.
It's going to be Indian ball. They tried to do an alley-oop to Sweeterman, and he was there.
Yep. Been a little highlight reel for the Cavaliers.
That would have been an awesome highlight reel right there.
I wonder what he was doing. He got up there pretty good.
Yes, he did.
Trying to run Kel Ramel off a couple screens right here. Deep three for Kel. Good. That's why you face guard that young man, because he can flat out score.
He can put her in a hole.
He's got 14 tonight, been face guarded the whole night.
Yep.
And we trail with 50 seconds to go. Like trail by 12. He's a little gassed.
Yeah, he's out of breath over there.
And he's gassed. And he is a heck of a player. I said that. I've watched him all the way through with him and Daniel being best buds and classmates. He can flat out play. Take him on my team any day.
Absolutely.
Fisher misses that free throw. When you get 14 being face guarded, you can play. Fisher steps up for the second one, and no good. Daniel with the rebound, pushes ahead to Landon. Landon throws over to Kel. Swings over to Daniel. Daniel thinks about a three, lets it fly off the back end of the rim. Logan Holman up with the rebound. Coldwater grabs the rebound, and I said, this thing is over. I'd say don't foul right now. Let the clock run out. Coach says go. Nope, let's come trap him a little bit. So we are coming out, a little pressured. Just don't foul, guys, at this point. 25 seconds, down 12. We're trapping up top. Coldwater's able to break it a little bit. Fisher and Harlem are doing a great job of that. Ooh, got caught with an elbow. An intentional foul.
On who?
On
Landon? Harlem.
Nope, on Fisher for swinging an elbow.
I was going to say, if they're going to call a foul on Landon for that.
That's a basketball play. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it went against us, but he didn't intentionally try to hurt the kid at all.
No, he was just trying to make a little room.
Right. We're trapping him. He's went to step through. He swung his body and everything. First of all, it's an intentional foul. We're shooting. They got to clear the line.
Yeah, they got to get back.
But he had no intention in harming that thing at all.
Agree.
My goodness.
Coach Fish taking him out.
I mean, 14 seconds to go.
Landon Post coming to the line. He's going to shoot the shots.
I mean, it's not going to make a difference in this game.
Nope.
Down 12. Landon steps up and hits the first one. Unless we have some major Reggie Miller-esque in us here. Like 9 points and 10-second thing. Misses that one. Coach Fisher's going to take a timeout. The innings ball on the side. Okay. Take a break and we'll be right back.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-order so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back at the Palace in Coldwater. 14.1 seconds on the Fallen Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail 50-39. As cold as it is outside, that's kind of been our shooting tonight.
That has been our shooting. So all those good nights of shooting in this gym came to an abrupt end.
Well, this has been one of the best shooting gyms except for tonight. How about
except
that?
Except for tonight, yep. Next time we come back, we'll be on fire.
Which could be in tournament time, which our seed is, I think, week from this Sunday.
This Sunday's girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This Sunday's girls, and 1 week from this Sunday would be the boys. And this is one of our spots for the boys' tournament, so we could be back here, and hopefully we'll shoot the lights out of this place.
No doubt.
Logan Holman has the ball. Deep three from him on the backside. Airballs it. Daniel Patch gets a rebound. Up and good for Daniel. Makes it a 9-point game, and Coldwater can just hold the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that's going to do it.
Indians come up short, 50-41 in MAC action tonight. That drops the Tribe to 10-6 and 3-3 in the conference, and that puts Coldwater to 2-11 and 2-4 in the conference. And their student section actually storms the center court.
Yeah, they're fired up. They're clearing the floor, clearing the gym. They're out of having fun.
We'll take a break, get some stats added up, and we'll wait for Coach Milton to make his way up deep here in the palace, and we'll be back.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
And we're back here at the Palace, and Indians not having a good night tonight as we lose 50-41. I think Calvi has some stats for us.
Yeah, actually, the game started out okay for us. At the end of the first quarter, we were ahead by 4, 10-6, and that's when things started to go awry here for the Tribe. Second quarter, we only scored 6 points. Cavaliers scored 13, and we trailed by 3 at halftime, down by 3, 19-16. In the third quarter, it got worse. They scored 18 points. We scored a whopping 3. We were down then by 18 points, 37-19. In the fourth quarter, we did pick up our intensity a little bit, and we rushed things a little bit. We scored 22 points to their 13, but a little bit too late for that, and we fall by 9, 50-41. For the Cavaliers, they were led by Kevin Fisher. He had 17 points. He had 10 points in the second half, followed by Evan Harleman. He had 3 points in the first half and ended up with 12. So them two young men had good second half for the Cavaliers. Passing game, Marcel, he had 8 points. And Jace Wood came off the bench. He had 7 points. Luke Sweeterman had 2 points. Tyler Sweeterman had 3 points. The Cavaliers finished 16 of 25 from the free throw line. They had 12 turnovers in the ball game, and they out-rebounded the Fort Recovery Indians 25-22. One of the things I was hoping we would continue to do is out-rebound their opponents, and tonight they got the best of us. For the Indians, not a good shooting night, really, I don't know, for anybody. We were led tonight by Cale Rammel. He had 14 points. He only had 2 at halftime. He had 12 points in the second half, followed by Daniel Patch. Patchy had 12 points. He had 10 points in the second half. Logan Hillman had 1. Owen Judy had 6. Landon Post had 6. Caleb Evers had 2. Indians, like I said, committed 8 turnovers on the night. We shot a whopping 7-17 from the free throw line. And, you know, you get some of those shots to fall, and some of them are 1-1, so then you get an extra chance at that. You never know. You want to make as many free throws as you can. I'm not saying that was the cause of our loss tonight, but certainly wasn't what the Indians had in mind when they came over to Coldwater tonight. I think they, you know, I'm not saying they were overlooking the Cavaliers, Brian, at all, but I think if you look at that record and they're 1-11, and we've been playing pretty decent ball, I think we probably felt like we had a good upper hand to come over here and get this victory.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't overlook any MAC opponent. I don't care if they have 0-19 or 0-20. You can't overlook them in this conference. But, you know, you got to come over and play well. And we, unfortunately, tonight did not do that. You know, we had a lot of shots go in and out. We had a lot of air balls that we didn't shoot very well on. You know, our defense then, when we needed some buckets, you know, if you're not scoring, you at least got to get some stops. And we didn't get some of those stops. You know, so we just didn't have the timely possessions that we needed on either end of the floor, unfortunately. And
well, like you said, they came out and they played a triangle and two defense, which was the first time that we had run into that buzzsaw this year. And they did a great job actually executing it and took our two leading scorers pretty much out of the game, especially in the first half. And, you know, we just never overcome that. And we felt like maybe we would there and started the third quarter. And then we had a dismal third quarter where we scored 3 points. And you're not going to win many ball games scoring 3 points in 8 minutes.
No, and we had a possession, two possessions in a row where we scored in the second quarter against the Triangle Two. And we got great looks. And I even made a comment, like, ooh, they keep this up, we're going to tear this thing apart.
Yep.
We just stopped running that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that play.
And we just didn't go back to the well, unfortunately, and we struggled against it. But
either they made an adjustment there to stop that, or we just didn't do it.
Right. And, you know, Coach Vaughn and I have obviously still talk a lot of basketball, and he and I have said since the beginning, you know, of the season, like, when are we going to start to see a triangle on two against us? You know, at some point it's going to come. And, you know, during the game, he's here tonight. He sent me a text. He's like, this is Wade and Pig all over. I sent him back. He said, absolutely. You know, we saw that. We went through a stretch a few years back. We're about two straight years or three straight years. All we saw is boxing ones and triangle twos on Greg and Wade and Pig and those guys. And, you know, it takes a little adjustment to happen to know how you want to attack it. You know, especially when guys are unguarded out there, who can hit it, like Daniel Patch and Landon Post, Troy Holman, you know, they're like, man, I'm wide open. Their eyes get really big, and then all of a sudden they overshoot it, and it's like, ooh.
We saw a lot of that.
Yeah, and now it's like, I'm wide open. Now they start to think, maybe I'm wide open for a reason, and they start to doubt themselves instead of, you know,
knocking down the shot.
And they start to think a little bit too much instead of just, I'm open, catch it in rhythm, let it fly, and it's going to go in. If you miss it, guess what? Next one's going in.
Yeah, right.
And all of a sudden we caught it, and we hesitate. We're looking at the like, okay, I'm open. How much am I open by now? I can really take my time. And then by doing all that, we're not in rhythm, and you know, we miss some shots.
Very good point. I just felt like, you know, even in that third quarter when things were starting to slip away, I still had in the back of my head, we're going to win this game. And Coldwater just, they took control of it, and we just didn't, like you said, we got it down to 9 that one time, and if we could have got one more possession, came down, maybe popped a shot in, you never know what could have happened, but we just didn't get it accomplished.
And it looks like Coach Milton is making his way up here. Obviously a little frustrated.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're joined now upstairs in the booth here by Coach Melton. And, Coach, we came over here and ran into a hot Coldwater squad here tonight.
Yeah, they were hitting some shots and threw a junk defense at us, a triangle and two. And, you know, we weren't, I'll be honest with you, we weren't ready for it. Now, we had some draw-ups in our packet ready, but, you know, they just took us out of rhythm offensively. Yeah, and that's two games in a row that's happened to us.
Yeah, they did. And you know, hats off to Coach Fisher on that for throwing that out. And Brian made a comment during the game. He said, I knew at some point we were probably going to see this.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you got two guys that are scoring, you know, 18 points, 16 points a game, and the other guys, you know, there's a big dip right there. So at some point they're going to say, okay, we shut these two guys down. Let's see if we can get beat. And bottom line, Coldwater come out and did it. We seemed to kind of get it figured out there for a little bit, and then they made some adjustments again, and we just never got back on track and couldn't get our shots to fall, and especially in the third quarter.
Yeah, I thought we got some good looks. We just, you know, the ball didn't go in for us. They got some good looks, and the ball went in for them. They shot the free throw line better than we did. They were 7-1. Our guys, the staff, had them for 7 offensive rebounds in the first half. That was huge for them, and we only had one. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but, you know, we worked on what we call the three-man game. We've worked on that a little bit for the triangle stuff, and then, you know, we tried to put Patchy and Posty on the other side and let them. But what we fell in love with was just looking at the block instead of looking at the opposite side when we had some action over there. And, you know, we had a good draw-up coming out. You know, it was open. We got Daniel a wide open three. They didn't know what to do against that. And we knew we'd make them bottom two guys play a guessing game, and they couldn't figure out what to do. They both guarded Logan. We got what we wanted. You know, hey, we've just got to get back to the drawing board. We got to get on track here. And us as a staff, we've got to get it figured out on, you know, these losses we've had of late. You can look at how they're defending Owen and Kale, and we've got to get that figured out.
Get it figured out. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think we're going to see a lot of that down the road, to be honest. I think we're going to see a lot of that in tournament. I mean, if you're going to try to beat it, you got to take out the best of, you know, what our strengths, and those two are definitely that. But, you know, as you said, we had a lot of good looks. It wasn't like we weren't getting what we wanted.
I agree.
We just got to be able to hit some shots, and sometimes when you don't hit some shots, you know, we got to be able to get some stops on the other end as well.
Yep.
Well, and like we talked a little bit during the game, you know, they start making a couple threes and pulling ahead, and they got a little taste of blood, and they wanted to win. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got on a little mini roll, and that's all it took. You know, you can't look at a 1-11 record, and like Brian said, in this league, you can't look past anybody.
No,
they're getting better. They played Verzales last week. Actually, hung with them,
had them down. I think in the third quarter. I think
so. I mean, obviously, their game is changing for the better. They got a super late start with the late football run, as they always do. And congratulations to them on winning another state championship in football. And you know, I'm gonna put the blame on this big guy right here, because this is the greatest shooting. Next to four recovery, we shoot good here.
I said that a few times today.
Yeah. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyhow,
well,
it's all good.
I'll leave our listeners with this. I, you know, and Coach Patch knows this. I'm super proud of the guys for not quitting. You know, I told them we're going to fight till it's all zeros, and the guys did that.
Yeah,
they did. You know, we fought, scratched, and clawed. And now they see that, okay, when we get on the other end of those leads, we can fight back. It's just a play here and play there. It was a three-possession game to end the game.
That's exactly right. At that one point, we got it down to nine there. We were at, 17, 15?
Yeah, we had it nine twice.
Got it down to nine, and we just needed that one more possession where maybe we get a shot to fall, and then maybe their collars tighten up a little bit. But it went Coldwater's way, and that's the way it rolls.
Well, the good thing with basketball is we're back at it tomorrow and have a chance to rebound and get back in the winning column.
Yeah, just no sleep for me.
That's right. Well, good luck tomorrow night against the Blackhawks. And we'll be there to bring it to you, and hopefully we can get the old W back tomorrow night, Coach.
Thanks.
Good luck. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yep. We'll be back after a couple commercials break here, and Neil will be wrapping it up. So from the Palace, Dave Cal, Brian Patch, good evening.
Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Coldwater, where the Indians lose, I believe, by 11. No, they scored right at the end, so I think we lost by maybe 9. So anyway, come away with a disappointing loss, unfortunately, and that's not how we wanted it to go. And of course, you heard Coach Patch and Dave Kopp talking about it throughout the game, and of course, Coach Melton afterwards. We usually shoot well here. We did not. They kind of took us out of our game a little bit, but the main thing was we didn't score when we needed to score. So coming up tomorrow, as we talked about several times during the game, our girls will play at Troy Christian. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Diana Rammel. And it's going to be a varsity-only game, and that will start at noon. Then tomorrow night, the boys will play at Mississinewa Valley, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that. And as far as I know, there is no video available at Mississinewa. I'm pretty sure it's not in FHS, and I don't think they have anything else there. Next week, Thursday, the girls host Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. Friday, the boys will be at Minster, and we'll simulcast Rob Weaver again, the WPGW simulcast, and there will be NFHS video, but I don't know what audio, if any, will be with that. Then on my previous schedule, the only thing on Saturday was boys at Ridgemont. That's a long trip up there, but we want you to head on up there and help support our Indians. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. But showed up today that the girls will be playing at Tri-Village on Saturday with the JV game starting at noon. That's a week from tomorrow. I didn't know anything about that. Don't know if Rob Weaver is planning to go down there. I know that we haven't been able to get a signal there for our boys. On Tuesday, we just had to record the game and put it in our archive. So we're not sure how that's going to go, whether there will be somebody else there that we can simulcast, or if we're just going to record it, or we may not be able to get there at all. So we'll just have to see how that goes with Tri-Village on Saturday. So for Brian Patch and Dave Kalp, want to thank them for helping us with the game tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.